We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, presented by Slim Chickens in Stillwater, proud to support the Pokes, also brought to you in part by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. Bud Light, this basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
And it's great to have you with us for another edition of the Coach Boynton Radio Show as we work our way through Finals Week 2019 and then into another important week prior to Christmas as we continue down the path of this December non-conference schedule, which is loaded with high-quality opponents. Next up, the Houston Cougars on the road in Houston. And then following that, a week from this coming Saturday, the game on the 21st at the BOK Center in Tulsa against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. So a couple of big games ahead. And it's worth noting that, you know, we're not into conference play yet, obviously, and you've got all kinds of power rankings that are, you know, out there, whether it's KenPom or the Sagarin ratings, whatever. But the first NCAA NET reports, that is the NCAA evaluation tool, that's what the acronym NET stands for, that first report will come out on Monday, and it's always fascinating reading, and it's always interesting, that first report, just to sort of see where you stand. Now, that position can change drastically in conference play, and you have to have a couple of months of data to really get an idea of where a team is headed. But nonetheless, as we start to ponder not only conference play, but NCAA tournament play, makes these non-conference contests in December very important because, as we know, the committee looks at the entire body of work. So a couple of wins here in December could go a long way for the Pokes as they try to work their way back toward the NCAA tournament. Boy, it'd be fantastic for the resume. Coach Boynton is here, and we'll start our conversation with him when we return. We're at Slim Chickens, and this is the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We continue on the Coach Point Radio Show at Slim Chickens. Glad you're with us across the Cowboy Radio Network. And remember, if you're listening in, this program is recorded on Thursday mornings at 11:30 at Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. So come by if you're in the Stillwater area and see us. Lunchtime, 11:30. A bit of an early lunch, but 11:30 on Thursdays for the Coach Boynton Radio Show. We'll have a show this week, obviously, as you hear us now, next week, and then we'll have some time off for Christmas and come back in the middle of conference play once we're in it in early January. So we'll give you those details as we get closer. Coach Boynton has taken a seat next to me, and it's finals week, so that presents, I guess, its own challenges, unique challenges to the season.
It does. It's actually almost the end of finals week, which is much better than going into finals week when everybody's stressed about having multiple exams and all that it takes to make sure that they're getting good grades. But our guys have seemed to have performed well in the classroom. I'm excited to see what the final report is sometime probably middle of next week. In the meantime, we still try to fit in a few practices here and there and keep the guys sharp because, you know, basketball season doesn't stop.
No, it does not. You've got five freshmen going through this for the first time.
Absolutely.
How's that going?
It's going well. I mean, it's brand new for them. Everything we do is brand new. And a lot of times they're trying to figure out just where to go still and how to get there. And dead week was different for them. Weather classes are happening, and if you can make up work, some professors allow you to do that. Some don't, but office hours are important. Just the whole routine of just being responsible for finishing the semester strong in the classroom. But we've got a tremendous academic support staff led by Marilyn Middlebrook and Amy Randolph, and they do a tremendous job of helping our guys to organize their schedules from week to week throughout the semester and try to put these kids in the best position to have success long-term as students first.
So with that thought in mind, you talking about organizing time, which is huge. When the freshmen come in, they're trying to adjust basketball-wise or trying to adjust academically. What are some of the most important things that either you or members of the support staff can offer to them in that transition? Organizing time is obviously one. What else?
I just think understanding that, you know, the college education system, so to speak, is different than high school, right? A lot of times you go to the same classes every day for, you know, 15, 16 weeks at a time, 8 weeks sometimes if it's a quarter system. And in college, you do the same thing, except you don't go to the same classes every day. And sometimes professors maybe not take attendance, but they expect you to still be responsible for your work. And so understanding that when you get a syllabus at the beginning of the semester, you're responsible for all the work in that syllabus, whether the teacher reminds you the day before or not.
Yeah.
If on August 27th they give you a syllabus that says on October 15th there's a paper due, they may not tell you again before the day the paper's due that the paper's due.
Right. Yeah. So, and I'm an adjunct instructor, so sometimes it's because I'm dingy that I forget to tell them. But it is interesting. What I always, of course, it's different for an athlete. Well, no, it's not different. But what I always tell the students is, hey, you need to get here because you're paying a lot of money to be here. Why wouldn't you come?
Yeah.
I mean, you're invested in this. And, of course, the student athletes are as well. They've invested a lot of time in their craft so that they can get a college scholarship. So it's just a different way of being invested, but they are as well.
No question about it. And our academic staff does a great job of just giving them small studying pointers. Don't study when you're tired. Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get good rest. It's so important to being able to perform well, whether it's as a basketball player or as a student or anything, is that you rest your body, you feed your body good foods, that you don't crash in the middle of study, and that you know, you make sure that you take good notes. Sometimes kids don't have great note-taking habits coming into college, and that puts them in a tough spot. Some kids don't have good study habits because they're accustomed to being able to just slide by on their the knowledge that they already have. Well, you're trying to stretch your brain a little bit in college. You're trying to grow yourself and learn different things. And so you have to be able to conform a little bit to a system that we put in place for you. You go to study hall for a couple hours every day. You work on these assignments day to day. You don't get behind. We bring them in the summertime to try to get them somewhat acclimated to them, give them one class, maybe two. And then once the fall semester comes, they're in a full load. And there's 28,000 other people running around on campus, and there's football games, and there's a lot of activity. So just keeping their minds on a focus regiment is something that they all have to learn.
Now, athletes in many cases have been traveling, have been away from home, and have sort of, you know, to some extent been on their own as part of the development process for their particular sport. A lot of students come to college. They've never been on their own. So what happens? They want to go to bed at 2 o'clock. They want to go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that something you have to share with these guys, or do they pretty much know going in, it's like, hey, get your rear into bed and get sleep? Because that's a tempting thing if you've never had that chance to do it before.
Every year, inevitably, there's one or two of the new guys who just can't figure out that part of it, that
really?
Balance that you can't stay up till 2 in the morning and go to weights at 6 and then go to class for 4 or 5 hours and then come to practice and be able to be your best in all those areas. You know, we like to say, hey, your capacity is what your capacity is. And if you try to outwork your own capacity, eventually you're going to fail. So you have to understand what your limitations are, how to manage your time, how to rest your body, how to eat right. And those things all give you a chance to be able to perform in each part of your, you know, daily responsibilities, whether it's going to class, going to the weight room, coming to individual workouts, watching film, practicing, preparing yourself for scouting reports and getting ready for games. It takes a lot of energy to have to be able to perform well in all those areas. And so if you're not sleeping, then your body eventually is going to, it's going to rest itself somehow.
Right.
I mean, and you're either going to rest voluntarily or your body's going to tell you by breaking down. Maybe you get sick, you know, maybe you hurt yourself in the weight room or in a practice because you just aren't as fresh as you could be.
Oh, absolutely. One thing that's changed dramatically since you played is online coursework. How does that change how you do your practice schedule, how you travel? I mean, that's an entirely different dynamic. Is it a plus? Is it a negative? How do you view all that as it pertains to organizing and being the CEO of a college basketball program?
Yeah, there are positives and negatives to the online route, right? It obviously gives you more flexibility with your scheduling, but it also tends to make people feel like they don't have to be as alert top of things because no one's monitoring it day to day. Your teacher isn't asking you to turn things in class. So you just have to, you got to be even more responsible when you go on the online route. You know, the positive is some kids who don't take notes well, well, they don't have to worry about not being able to follow notes, right? Because everything's online for them to be able to reread and do over, whereas you go to an in-class class and you have to listen to a lecture and comprehend it and mm-hmm. take notes that you can then go back later and read and understand.
True. It's interesting because we're kind of on this finals topic, but it's something we don't get into very often except during finals week. A colleague of mine in strategic media and communications had taught both an online version of his course, one course he teaches, and an in-class. The grades were a GPA point better by average in the in-class version versus the out-of-class
sure.
version, which was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, it's just that there's a natural tendency to maybe put things off more. If you don't.
Especially if you're a freshman.
Yeah. And you got all these other things you're trying to still inquire about.
Well, and I've told freshmen, and we're getting way off topic here, but I've told freshmen coming in, it's like, I don't think you should even take an online class till your sophomore year because you don't understand how to manage your time
Absolutely.
Yet. And those things will kill you if you don't watch it.
Absolutely. And, you know, on top of that, with our athletes, there's so many other things that they still want to do. They think, all right, if I don't have class between 10 and 4, maybe I can stay up later.
Yeah.
And then get a nap during that time. Well, no, the work is still due.
Yes, it is. It is.
So
with that thought in mind, you know, kind of, again, we get to talk all kinds of things. We've got a lot of shows. We can cover lots of topics. When they get idle time, which is hard to come by,
sure.
especially during the season,
Absolutely.
What things do you encourage them to do? I mean, obviously rest is one, but do you want them to find a hobby or distraction away from the game? Do you want them to reconnect with family? I mean, how do you, I mean, because that can go a lot of different directions. What things ideally do you want them doing when they get time away?
We want them to be pretty focused basketball-wise, particularly during the season.
Sure.
You know, maybe after the season in the spring, we want them to try to enjoy or get themselves involved in campus, you know, and go to another event on campus.
Sure.
Maybe go see what student government does or go check out a science event or something like that. But during the season, we want them pretty focused. We want them watching film. We want them resting as much as possible. We want them eating the right things. We want them staying on top of their schoolwork. And then in the time that they do have free, which isn't much, we want them to just be looking out for each other.
Sure.
To check on their families, to just be good people. If they see somebody that needs help on campus, try to help. And then, you know, those things kind of come back to you.
Are there benefits to the guys when they have a chance watching the NBA on TV?
Yeah. I mean, there's, again, with everything, there's the positive and negative. Sometimes, you know, they watch James Harden and think, oh, I can do that. Well, there are only like three guys who can do what James Harden does. They all
James
play
Harden's
NBA.
One of them.
Yeah, he's one of them. The two others, it's not you. But at the same time, there are some things that from a preparation, from a work ethic standpoint, that I think our guys can certainly take from those guys. Because you don't. Most of those guys aren't there sheerly because of how talented they are. They are really talented, and I want to make sure that people don't get confused. All of the players in the NBA have to be a certain level of talent, but there are a lot of really talented players who don't make it to the NBA because there's something else missing, whether it's a work ethic, a character issue, not being able to be on time to meetings, things off the court mostly, bad teammate, whatever. And if you put more of the good things in a good box than the bad things in the bad box, when you get measured against people similar, you'll have a better opportunity to stay around longer.
It's interesting. I don't think people understand just the amount of work that goes into being a professional athlete. I mean, you guys in the NFL, they'll go to work at 6 in the morning. They won't go home till 6 at night. They'll never leave the facility. I'm sure that's true in the NBA as well. I mean, that's their job.
Sure.
I think people think, well, it's just like college. They go work at it for 4 or 5 hours a day and 6 hours, and then they're done. Doesn't work that way.
A lot of people think they show up to the games and all of a sudden, you know, Kobe Bryant is just really talented. Well, he is really talented. He also outworks just about everybody else who's a counterpart of his. I'll tell a quick story if we've got time, but Jay Williams, who played at Duke, is around my age. He's a year older than I am. He got drafted by the Chicago Bulls in, I think, 2002 maybe, and got in a motorcycle accident. So he's telling a story about 3 years ago about his rookie year. He worked pretty hard, he thought. Well, he gets called by his agent to go to L.A. for some sort of marketing opportunity. And in the meantime, he needs to get some workouts in. Kobe's out there working out. So his agent and Kobe's agent set up this workout with the two of them. The workout's going to be at 8 a.m. They're going to work out at the gym from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and both go their ways. But they can push each other.
Sure.
So Jay Williams shows up at 7:30. And he thinks he's doing the right thing. I'm not going to be late. I'm going to be 30 minutes early, get myself ready. Kobe's already in a full sweat. He had been there since 6.
Wow.
And so the workout goes together from 8 to 10 as it was scheduled. And Jay Williams goes and sits down on the side. And Kobe's just kind of shooting. And it's probably 40 minutes later that Kobe's still out there. So it's like 10:40. And Jay's like, I mean, I think the workout's over. I'm going to go shower. And he says he comes back out like 45 minutes later, and Kobe was still there working. And he didn't understand what was going on. So eventually he left. He got up with Kobe later, and he said, hey, you know, I thought our agent said it was 8 to 10. Did I misunderstand? He said, no, you're right. The workout was from 8 to 10. He said, but I was going to make sure that you didn't get here before I did, and that I stayed here well after you did, so you just understand on game nights, this is why I'm good.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the psychological.
A little psychological warfare there, too.
Stamina, we talked about, type deal that just separated him. Guys like him become the best at that level, not because they're just better than the rest of the guys. All those guys are really talented. But that work ethic is really, really the difference maker for him.
So how do you instill that competitive edge in your guys? Because I know you've talked about that in postgame some recently.
I'm not certain you can instill competitiveness in someone. I think you can make people work harder, but I don't know if you can make them more competitive. You can put them in competitive situations that they can learn from, but competitiveness, I believe, is so personal. I think you're just driven that way most of the time. And people who aren't competitive have a really hard time in life, not just in basketball or sports. I mean, because the world we live in every way is competitive. And there's opportunities to grow and excel in whatever field that you're in, whether it be as a school teacher who wants to become a principal, as a, you know, ticket salesperson who wants to then be the CEO of the company. You know, you have to have a drive within yourself that's going to separate you from all the rest of the people at your level.
So with that thought in mind, as it, you know, with that competitive drive, how do you evaluate that in recruiting? I mean, obviously you see it on the court, but do you seek other ways? I mean, do you want to ask the parents if this kid hates losing in cards? I mean, there's something to that. I mean, anything, how do you figure that out?
I enjoy watching high school kids not play well more than I enjoy watching them have success all the time, because I learn a lot more about them and how they respond to adversity, how they respond to their teammates or coaches when, you know, their team loses on a buzzer beater or gets blown out. Man, I really get dialed in when I watch a kid and I'm going to watch him and his team struggling or he's struggling personally.
Right.
Because then I'm starting to watch his behaviors. How does he – is he listening to his coaches? Is he tuning them out? Is he all about himself or is he trying to encourage his teammate on a night where maybe it's not going well for him? So those are probably the best opportunities, because the truth is most of the kids we recruit are the most talented guys on their teams. And so you don't see those things often, but when you do, you have to make sure you take good notes and you have to have those things in the back of your mind about, does this behavior fit? Because we're going to introduce adversity to them, whether they like it or not. Because I know on game day it's coming for us, and I want to make sure that those guys are prepared as much as possible for those moments where that adversity rises to respond the right way.
It seems like, and I hope you hear this from some of your guys, but it seems like the great ones always view it as, I got to get better today.
Absolutely.
And they enjoy that process.
Absolutely. You have to, because there's only so much about the end result that you can truly control. Right? You can't control whether the ball actually goes in.
No.
Nope. Now, you have to have good mechanics, and you have to have a good process, and you have to have good, enough reps that you feel comfortable that, all right, if I do this, then my chances are better. But the result itself, got no control over, you know? And a lot of times, it's a results-oriented business. We get judged that way. But we always have to be mindful that our processes are solid, are tight, and that they're, I mean, not, you're going to have some faults every now and then, but you also have to have a way to respond to those challenges when they come up.
We're here at Slim Chickens. It's a Coach Boynton Radio Show, and more coming up. This is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Seven Clans Paradise Casino is celebrating 12 days of Christmas with the flurry of cash and prizes. December 9th through December 20th, win $500 in cash drawings nightly by earning entries on your Seven Clans Players Club card. Then at 9:30, two players will choose from a list of fabulous prizes. Celebrate with our party patrol, handing out more cash and prizes Thursday through Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. Seven Clans Paradise Casino is stuffing your stocking in December. More winning, more excitement at Paradise. Highway 177 in Red Rock, open daily at 11 a.m.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, clunk, click, clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
OSU football game weekends are special, but there's a way that fans can make their trips to Stillwater even more enjoyable by becoming a non-resident member at Stillwater Country Club. Non-resident members enjoy all the benefits that local members enjoy, but at a significantly reduced cost. You can get in a round of golf or enjoy a wonderful meal during your game weekend, and you can enjoy that meal in a quiet, uncrowded atmosphere that you won't find anywhere else on OSU game day. Come join the fun by becoming a non-resident member at Stillwater Country Club.
FFO Home, your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics.
With 11 great stores in Oklahoma,
you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams. Up to 50% less than you could anywhere else. And you can take it home today. Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home, or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us here as we talk Oklahoma State basketball. OSU games call for nothing less than a taste of Tostitos. Score some points with your fellow fans by breaking out the Tostitos. So what has been the priority this week? What have been the priorities of coming off the week last week? Things you really wanted to work on and get done this week?
Finals.
Number
finals
one,
have
yep.
been the priority one, two, and three, making sure that, you know, we finish the semester with the best grades we possibly can. We've done a pretty good job in that regard, and I want to continue to make sure that our guys understand how much of a priority, how much it means to me that we have success in the classroom. But from a basketball standpoint, there's been some things that we've needed to tighten up. You know, we kind of got away from our identity as a defense-first team. Didn't have a particularly good defensive week last week against Georgetown and Wichita State. And so we've gotten back to the basics in terms of just sitting down and being more conscious about guarding the basketball and playing with more connectivity on the defensive end. And again, it's the same team who played just a week before and held a really, really good team out of the SEC to, I think, 15 points and a half and 37 for the game. So we're capable. We just have to make it more of an emphasis on a consistent basis, and that was a big part of our work this week.
On the stat box, or in the stats, I should say, one thing that's jumped out the last couple of games has been rebounding and the advantage opponents have had. To what extent is that related to some of the problems you mentioned on defense? They go hand in hand?
Absolutely. You know, we got a saying, all good defensive possessions end with a rebound. And, you know, we actually played pretty good defense at times in both of those games, and we just did not finish the play. And so a lot of times the second shot on a possession by the offensive team, I mean, you talk about percentages, they go through the roof because you're out of position to guard them. You have guys scrambling to find their guys. And, you know, I think Wichita State hit 4 3-pointers yep. on offensive rebounds in the first half against us the other day. They had 19 of their 36 first half points off of offensive rebounds. And so we were playing good defense and we were keeping them in front of us for the most part. And then we weren't being physical and playing with enough purpose as it related to finishing that possession and grabbing those rebounds and loose balls with two hands to give ourselves a chance to go score. You know, and then you're playing defense for, you know, maybe on the first shot they get the three, which they did. Sometimes you're playing defense for 20 more seconds.
Yeah.
And now it's just taking the legs out of you. And psychologically, we didn't respond well to that.
It's interesting. I was reading a story about the Houston team that you'll be facing on Sunday. And sort of the headline, or I should say the lead of the story, was talking about what they call the dagger.
Mm-hmm.
After an offensive rebound, the first thought Kelvin Sampson wants them to have is to kick it out for a three-pointer. And I hadn't, I mean, you see it, but you don't, I hadn't really thought about it. It's probably the best looks there are from three-point range based on just what you were saying.
Yeah, the two best times, and they're really similar, two best times to shoot three-pointers in transition and on offensive rebounds. And basically, because offensive rebounding is like, when you give up an offensive rebound and you're in defense, it's like being in transition defense again.
Yeah, and you're transitioning out of rebounding mode. Yeah,
you, but you're not set. Your defense isn't set. Guys are not in position to guard 5-on-5. And so you keep the defense off balance, and you keep keep them in rotation if you can move the ball quickly. So it's a great philosophy.
Does that make rotations and everything even more important? Because I guess if teams are going to spot their guys up, they're not going to the offensive glass, which means ideally – to some extent, can you match up? And if a guy doesn't go to the offensive glass, you kind of keep a defender in the vicinity with the idea that if those three guys, have, other three guys, have guarded their man well, they should be in position to get the rebound. Because when it's a defensive rebound, you want them to get the rebound. But at the same time, there's this guy that's just kind of hanging out.
Sure.
Does that make sense, what
I'm
asking?
Yeah, I mean, part of the challenge, that, and that's a great point to make, is you can maybe stick a guy, especially if it's a great shooter. The challenge we have is we have to be a team rebounding
yep,
group.
That's the yep.
We don't have a guy who we can count on to get 12 to 15 rebounds a night. And we will continue to work to get that guy. And when we do, maybe we will send just two guys to the glass on defense. But we got to have all five of our guys in there helping, at least creating some chaos in there and coming up with more of those just finishing plays on the defensive end with rebounds.
It's so interesting, the different philosophies when it comes to rebounding. And when I say that, how many are you sending? You know, some teams that really want an offensive rebound, they're going to send all five. And they're going to come like, you know, the end's coming. But then they're vulnerable in transition
sure.
defense. Other teams on the defensive glass may send only three guys. They're trying to leak two guys out so they can get out in transition. So obviously those decisions are made based on personnel, probably to some extent on experience. But it's fascinating. You know, you might play five opponents, and they may have three or four
sure.
different approaches, which I find interesting. It's a little nuance
yeah,
of the game that most people don't catch.
I guess there was an article yesterday on Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Wyoming is like historically – like the worst team ever in terms of offensive rebounding percentage this year.
Really?
They have a total. They have a total in 10 games of 29 offensive rebounds.
Wow.
Which is like unheard of. But I've played on a team that sent four guys to the glass. I was a point guard on that team. I was back by myself a lot.
How'd that go?
And we actually got a lot of offensive rebounds.
Good.
And the reason I was back is even if we were running a dagger play, I wasn't the guy they wanted to throw the ball back to. So I needed to be back on defense anyway. But, yeah, they are Wyoming's historically poor offensive rebound
13%
team.
Of
they
their
misses.
They
don't send anyone to the offensive glass.
So what's the gist of it?
They just want to get back and set their defense.
Interesting.
Yeah, they just – I don't know if they don't believe. I haven't talked to their coaches that they don't have the personnel to actually secure it. So why, you know, waste time sending guys? So I'm sure the 29 they've gotten have been either like dead ball, right, the other team knocked it out of bounds, or, you know, the ball bounced out high to somebody on their team and they were able to recover. But, yeah, there's a lot of different philosophies for us. Mostly we send 4 and 5, our 4s and 5s every time, depending on who the three man is in the game at the time. He may go. Keelan's got a pretty good knack for getting in there. Lindy can go. He doesn't go consistently enough. And we have him playing in a lot of different spots. We never send 1 and 2. So at most, we send 3 guys, and most of the time, we'll have 2 guys back.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Wyoming team just real quick. They're only rebounding about 13% of their misses, and they are 49th in the country in height. They've got a 6'10 guy, so they've got some size. So it's just an interesting approach in different ways.
It really is. It's unique, but again, they've had their share of success. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to win. And they believe that maybe if they can just get back and get their defense set and force guys to have to score through their set defense, that they'll have the best chance of winning that way.
Speaking of big guys, last two games, Yorin-A has faced an NBA-level center, projected first-round pick, York 7 from Georgetown, and then a series of big, thick guys who played in the middle for Wichita State. What do you think he's learned from the last two games?
Well, I think, and we've talked about this this week almost ad nauseum, like, Yor has to understand his value to our team. We've played 44 games, I believe, in his career so far, and he's fouled out six times, and we haven't won any of those games.
Yeah, that's a telling stat.
Yeah, and so he's got to find ways to be more and we don't want him to be careful, all right? We just want him to play smarter in certain situations. There are some fouls that are fairly unavoidable, all right? Sometimes he's going to come over and try to block a shot, and the guy kind of goes underneath him. The fouls he has to avoid, and he's had one in each of the last two games, are the ones where he's running out 30 feet from the basket, not really affecting a play anyway, and picks up a foul unnecessarily. Or if he gets to where he's not as dialed in defensively away from the ball and he just shoves a guy or grabs him or something like that, those are mental breakdown plays that he's got to grow out of. He's made great strides in that area. And the last two games have really exposed that we need him. We need him on the court and need him to be able to both offensively and defensively affect the game.
As he's become more dominant, is there any relation to this in terms of how opponents are playing against you? In other words, realizing we need to get him off the floor versus last year, maybe midseason it was a little bit important, but he wasn't as established. Is that something that he has to maybe understand too? Is it, hey, you're a marked man now as far as the opponent is concerned? And last year that may not have been true until really late in the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think coaches certainly make adjustments. That's one of the ways to try to attack us, is by getting him off the court, because we're a drastically different team defensively, as specifically on the defensive end, with him in and with him out. We're not as good offensively either, because he's our best post presence scoring wise, but his ability to affect the game as a rim protector is his biggest asset to us, and obviously he can't block shots if he's sitting on the bench. So teams try to go inside early. They try to see if he's going to go for a shot fake. They try to see if they can get him in a ball screen coverage. And so we've got to be more conscious as coaches and keeping him out of those situations, maybe looking at the matchups that we have to start the game. Maybe we don't put him on the other team's best back-to-the-basket post player to start. And that way he can be a little bit more aggressive coming over as a secondary defender. And we got to make sure that we talk to him about his ball screen coverages and being clean in those and being able to move his feet and not use his hands.
Cowboy fans, the next time you plan to shop at Stillwater, make sure to stop by the Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, and BNC Business Products, as well as the Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. We'll have more after this from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
What makes Slim Chickens so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Everyone knows the star players on the court, but what about the ones off the court? Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies are calling the shots. They can lend a hand all on their own, whether you're in game day traffic or pivoting into those tight arena parking spots. And when the opposing team's fans suddenly break in front of you, it can even help you stop. So you can keep cheering come game time. Nissan Intelligent Mobility, it's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys. Please see owner's manual for important feature information.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993. Orange and black dominate your closet, and nothing shows your true colors like the OSU Visa debit card and credit card from MidFirst Bank. Don't buy your Cowboys gear this season without your OSU Visa debit card or credit card from MidFirst Bank. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for details. MidFirst is a proud partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us. Next up, the Houston Cougars. Sunday in Houston. 2 o'clock is tip-off, and we'll start our coverage at 1. And, you know, let's talk about Houston, a team that had to reload from a year ago, lost a number of key players, but it seems like, just based on some of the newspaper stories that I've read, and I haven't really watched much of Houston as far as video is concerned, but looks like they're kind of starting to get some traction and get comfortable with some new players, and some injured guys are coming back, perhaps playing the best ball they've played all year. It's what it sounds like. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, they have a tremendous basketball coach who's been doing this a really long time at a high level and had success everywhere he's been, Coach Sampson. So his teams are always well prepared. They always defend really, really well. And now he's starting to kind of make some adjustments in terms of how he plays offensively. Excuse me, spreading the ball, spreading the floor, and going a little bit more four round one. They're really, really aggressive also as a rebounding team on both ends, and they share the ball extremely well. So they have a couple guys we're familiar with from playing them last year, and Gresham, Grimes, who's their transfer from Kansas.
Yeah, Quentin Grimes, you might remember that name.
He's their leading scorer, really, really ultra-talented, All-American type kid coming out of high school, and has really, really found a really nice groove with that team. But they've got some young new guys there who really bought into, you know, trying to be able to help their team have success. And Marcus Sasser is one of them. Gresham, who sat out as a transfer last year. As a transfer last year. Nate Hinton played for him as a freshman last year. He's taken a bigger role for him as a really, really good shooter. And so they're going to be a really, really tough game for us, like all of our non-conference games have been. Somebody that's going to help us prepare ourselves as we get closer to Big 12 play.
Defensively, I mean, you think about Kelvin Sampson's teams, you think about them being sound and not going to get much past them. I mean, is that accurate statement?
Yeah, they're going to protect the paint. They're going to make it really hard to drive it in there. They're going to double team the ball every time it goes in the post. So we got to work on being prepared to handle that, spacing the floor. And then, you know, we're going to have to step up on the road and have to play with some great, great toughness and cohesion as a group. And eventually we'll have to find a way to make some threes against them as well.
How challenging is it? I mean, you've got obviously the Charleston game under your belt, but, you know, this will be probably an entirely different road atmosphere than what you had at Charleston, and expecting a big crowd from what we've been told. I mean, it's, I guess, the only way for the young guys to get used to it is to do it.
Absolutely. You know, these games are scheduled with a purpose in mind. I don't know what date it is, but sometime in the first week of November, we're going to go on the road to a Big 12 team, and we expect them to have a really good crowd. And so we don't want that to be the first time our guys are experiencing that. We want them to have some sense of knowledge, of comfort, knowing that we can go on the road and have success as a group. And the only way to do that is to do it in a non-conference.
You look at this schedule, and now if you go back to the Syracuse game and you include this Houston game, and the only outlier in this is Georgetown, coached by Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing. But in Syracuse with Jim Boeheim, Ole Miss and Kermit Davis, Wichita State with Greg Marshall last Sunday, and in this Sunday against Houston, you will have faced a group of four coaches who have a combined win total of more than 2,400. Boy, that's... Number one, that's pretty assertive on your part. I mean, you're going against some really good programs and really good guys, but also an opportunity for you. I mean, that's a big list there.
No
Those
question
are big-time
about it.
Guys.
You know, and once we get to conference play, again, it all goes back to preparing ourselves.
You're doing the same thing.
You look down a list of coaches, and there's going to be 600 and 700 and Final Four and Final Four, national championship appearance, and national championship winner, national coaches of the year all across the board in our conference. And so, yeah, we want to be prepared. For all of it, prepare as coaches, prepare our players, and this non-conference schedule, the way we set it up, most years is going to be in a way that's going to get ourselves prepared for conference play, and whether that means the experience of the coaches, the experience of the players, the style of play, the environments, whatever it is, all those things are taken into account.
You know, you've been really good in terms of aligning some terrific non-conference matchups for the fans to watch here at Gallagher-Iba. This year, Wichita State, Georgetown, of course, part of the Big East Challenge. You've got the game in Tulsa against Minnesota. But there are more and more of these exempt events popping up on neutral floors, not just multiple-day events, but sometimes single-day events. How much more challenging do you think it may be to get those Power 5 and Power Conference teams to do home and homes when these opportunities continue to pop up to go play on a neutral court? Do you think that'll be more of a challenge or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it's going to become increasingly more difficult as the years go on because, A, the desire for people to play in a neutral site but to prepare themselves for the NCAA tournament experience continues to grow. And because those games have more value, if you look at the net ratings and all those type of things, people don't want to just go on the road and play too many games. They'd rather play the home games that they're capable of playing and then go to a neutral site and play a comparable opponent or get in an exempt tournament with multiple teams where you can have multiple opportunities to get quality wins. We'll continue to try to be aggressive, finding those opponents who are willing to come to Stillwater. But we'll look at opportunities like we did with Sioux Falls last year.
Yeah.
Played in Minnesota in the football stadium deal. And, you know, as those things come, it'll only help our program continue to increase its profile.
You know, another part of the puzzle, I guess, is now you've got the Big Ten, the ACC playing conference games. You know, in the ACC's situation, first game of the year was a conference game. In the Big Ten, they've got a bunch of league games early. So that doesn't make it any easier either, I would guess.
No, so the Big Ten's already played two conference games amongst all their teams already, right? We're halfway through December. I believe the ACC has already played two games,
wow.
Started the year with them. And those leagues also are playing 20 conference games.
Yes.
So their window of opportunities to play non-conference games are shrunken.
Yeah, so you got all those dynamics.
Then the Big Ten and the ACC have a challenge. So there's one of their non-conference games going to be against each other. Then they're going to have probably a regional rivalry,
yep.
Or the Gavitt games with the Big East and the Big Ten and some of those deals. So those non-conference opportunities with those leagues are really, really hard. That's why we decided as a league to go take on the Big East, who has the same number of teams we have. Neither one of our leagues can play 20 games. There's not enough teams to
right,
do it with
right.
a balanced schedule. So it made more sense. The SEC could go that route soon, and we'll have to figure out what we do with that challenge if that were to happen.
So would you welcome conference games earlier in the year or no?
I don't know if I want to play a conference game to start the season.
I don't blame you.
You know, especially with so much turnover in college basketball now, not for us, just for everybody. You know, you want to try to figure out who you are before you in last place in your conference looking up in November.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not. I mean, you still got – the season is the season. You're going to play the same number of games, but I think it's really, really important how you get off to a good start each year and help your team to have some confidence and build some momentum.
Fans, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of clothing and gifts for Cowboy fans at the University Store's flagship location in the Student Union or at their Boone Pickens Stadium locations, also in Gallagher-Iba Arena during home basketball games. And you can also shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. Back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me. The designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's a Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us. As the official grocery partner of Cowboy Basketball, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. That's Homeland. Well, coming up a week from Saturday, you've got an opportunity to play at the BOK Center in Tulsa against Minnesota. That'll be fun next Saturday, the 21st.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for our program. To kind of go back to an area where we get a lot of support in Tulsa and play a game where people over there don't have to drive the hour. We'll come to them. And hopefully we have a great turnout of fans. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's a doubleheader, actually. Tulsa plays Colorado State, I believe, earlier in the day. And we'll play afterwards. Great Saturday afternoon college basketball game. And come out and support your Cowboys and see us take on a really, really good Big Ten opponent.
You're going to have a practice over there next week, too.
We are. We're going to practice over there on Wednesday, I think late morning. I don't know the exact time. Maybe we can get the information out.
Yeah.
If people want to come out and see us. But it's a great opportunity for us. Like I said, it's an area where we recruit. Obviously, we got a set of freshman twins from over there. I'm imagining they'll have a few people come to that game. But also for all of our great Cowboy fans east of in the eastern part of the state to come out and watch us play and competing, like I said, against a really good Big Ten team who, can return in this game from last year when we went up there to Minnesota.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to the trip to Houston, and we'll see you very soon. Thanks so much.
Good. Thank you.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton. We'll come back and wrap things up after these messages. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, just north of Gallagher Iba Arena, it's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Your local Homeland stores now offer more to keep you fully stocked on game days. From ordering online to in-home delivery to full-strength beer and wine in stores, Homeland makes sure you've got all you need to cheer on the Pokes. As official grocery partner of Cowboy Basketball, Homeland is proud to offer party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner.
Good to be home.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Boynton Radio Show live from Slim Chickens. Cowboys in Houston on Sunday and a first in my broadcasting career. Oklahoma State starts Chris Harris Jr. in the backcourt at guard. The Houston Cougars have a player named Chris Harris Jr. No, they are not the same guy. I'm not certain how I'm going to handle this yet, so I'll tell you what, I'll look for suggestions. If you have a suggestion on how to handle the Chris Harris Jr. dilemma, send me a tweet at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, and I'll sort through those and see if we can come up with a good solution. Maybe it's our Chris Harris Jr. versus their Chris Harris Jr. I don't know. Got a couple of days to figure it out. Should be a fun game, though, as the Cowboys take on the Houston Cougars Sunday at 2, and our broadcast coverage starts at 1 from Houston, Texas. Then it's almost another week between games before the game Saturday the 21st against the Minnesota Golden Gophers in Tulsa. And remember, the next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, visit Freddy's Frozen Custard, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. It's only three more games before the start of Big 12 conference play. Boy, time has really flown. The game at Houston on Sunday, the 21st, against Minnesota and Tulsa, and then back in Gallagher Iba Arena on December 29th, a Sunday afternoon for Southeastern Louisiana. Then January 4th, we start conference play at Texas Tech, who, by the way, beat the number one team in the country, Louisville, earlier this week. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Hunsiker. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Sunday from Houston. This has been the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
the Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by Slim Chickens in Stillwater, proud to support the Pokes. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboy Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.